18 Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee are asking the Biden administration to turn over documentation of the FBI raid on the former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Last week, federal agents raided the president's estate and found 11 sets of classified material, despite previous certification by Trump's lawyers that all classified material already had been handed over. A bipartisan group of lawmakers has requested details on the documents that were uncovered. For more, we're joined now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Thanks, as always, for taking a few minutes to talk to us. At this point, Republicans don't have any subpoena power, so this letter probably is more political than legal. From a legal standpoint, what might the implication or effects of this letter be?
Not much, because remember, all you're talking about now is just a congressional investigation, right? Which is not prosecutorial, right? So from the very beginning, the whole hope had been that whatever comes out of the congressional investigation can be referred to the Justice Department with the request that the Justice Department take criminal action against the parties involved, including the former president of the United States. So yes, you have a letter that says, "Show us what's really in the affidavit. Give us more information." But there's nothing really legal. The implications of it are still not legal until the Justice Department takes action of its own.
How unusual is this for a group of Congress people to request this kind of information from the Justice Department?
Well, it's altogether unusual. You know, as you know, it's unprecedented on every level. The raid was unprecedented. The fact that the president had documents that were not just so much classified, but what we learned last week is that they were marked as top secret and required special access. A week ago, Melissa, we thought what we were dealing with was the Presidential Archives Act, right? I remember on a number of different CBS affiliates, I said, well, the Presidential Archives Act is really just says that the documents belong to the people. The president really shouldn't be taking them, but it doesn't make it a criminal act that he does. It really suggests that there should be a negotiation between the president and the archives about what keepsakes he or she can take, right? But then what we learned was that it really wasn't about the Presidential Archives Act. It was about the Espionage Act. Now, Melissa, we're talking about potential crimes. And so that's really the significance here, to see, well, okay, if this isn't really about pure classification, classified documents per se, but about top secret documents that if shared or disseminated outside or given to other foreign countries represents espionage, that's much, much more serious. And that's why you're seeing letters. The question then becomes, well, what was the FBI looking for specifically, right? Right now you're learning that Justice Department will not release the affidavit, right? Now the Republicans are saying, well, wait a minute, it's the affidavit that's more important than the warrant, because the affidavit tells us what documents specifically you were looking for and why, but the Justice Department isn't going to release that.
Would requesting this information at this point, you know, before the Justice Department's investigation is concluded and whatever charges are or aren't filed, could this potentially hamper the independence or the perception of independence of the DOJ?
Well, it cuts in two directions, Melissa, right? Republicans are saying, what independence does the DOJ look like now if this is being done for political purposes before the midterm elections, right? So Republicans are actually saying that the entire investigation itself should only be understood as political in nature, because it'll have an effect on the midterm. It has an effect on whether President Trump can even announce that he's preparing to run for another term. So it's just so messy and murky, because it has both legal implications on some levels with regard to the Justice Department, not with regard to the Congressional Select Committee, and because is the Justice Department working as an arm of the Democratic Party, or is the Justice Department acting independently based on their understanding that a crime may have been committed and it's their obligation to investigate and possibly prosecute?
All right. Well, we thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. That is CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.